doing this morning. So we've I have to say something that's comprehensive or comprehensible. So as we begin to settle, there can be a grounding. And in the grounding and the settling, there can be a sense of some release, some freeing up, some of the holding in whatever form or shape it takes for us, physically, emotionally, psychologically. And that takes a while, that landing, that settling, that arriving, that grounding. It can take days and days. As some of the dullness that can be with us and the tiredness that can be with us from our life is simply let go of without a force, without any kind of pushing, without even trying to let go. Because have you noticed that you can't make yourself let go? It's not something that we do. And that's one of the paradoxes in practice, is that we think, God, I really want to let go of this. And the more we try to let go, the more tight we get. So letting go is a letting be. It's really allowing things to fundamentally be as they are. And meeting that takes great heart, great body, and great awareness. To really meet things as they are takes everything of us. Everything of us. Because as we start to wake up, as we start to arrive here, all that we've been running from about all. But in a way, what we've been running from that's taken us away from this experience and often into our head is yearning for us to be present so that that which we've been running from can be known. But it takes great heart and great courage and great strength and great stillness to meet this. And that's what I'd like to point to with the Qigong, is the stillness, which again is not something that we can make, it's something that is here. In a way it kind of underpins all the phenomena that arise. There's something more fundamentally still. Out of the stillness, all form, all activity, everything comes. And the stillness points to a particular aspect of the practice of Qigong, which is called Wu Wei, which is an effortlessness, a non-doing, a non-trying. And at the center of these centers that we've been connecting to is a fundamental quality of stillness, where there's no movement to do anything or not do anything. There's not any movement to have anything or not have anything. And in that stillness at the center of all action, there's tremendous potential and power and creativity. And in the heart center, the stillness helps us to bear, to meet the suffering of oneself and other. Bear the waves and the hurricanes that we can find ourselves in our inner life and our outer life. And it's like the hurricane. The center of this hurricane is quality of stillness that centers all the action of the hurricane. So it's an opportunity to know the center of the heart. In a way we could say it's quite neutral or cool, but also can access the qualities of the heart of compassion and kindness and metta and love, empathy. But it's not a doing. It's a quality that arises deep within our being. And similar with the belly center. Center often referred to as a center of kind of gravity or power or strength. And at the center of that is a stillness that is not in reaction to anything, but is responsive. The ability to respond from that place with a sense of I can, a sense of empowerment and confidence to be here. Fundamental strength of body, which is not something that is done, but something that comes through the being. So I'd like to explore that in the Qigong and the relationship here between the belly and the heart. And again, the sense of how the belly really supports the heart, gives it a substance to rest in. But the heart really helps to bring a sense of juicy quality to the belly. It's not just all but there's an uplift from the heart that's possible. A joy from the heart that can support kind of more grounded quality of the belly. And all of this sense of belly and heart can support the quality of the mind. That's not just the rational thinking mind. The possibility of the mind to be really still, vast, spacious and bright. So kind of here pointing to the potential of the qualities and aspects of these centers, which can help support us to meet the dukkha, the suffering that we inevitably experience as we come closer to being human, come closer to this experience. But we're meeting it from a ground that is, in a way, more transcendental. Meeting it from a ground of the heart and heart presence that is very still. So, shall we stand up?